Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker and he is Perez. And how are you?
I'm mostly good. Mostly good. Just
okay.
Busy and stressed. Normal life stuff.
I got you.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. All is good.
I'm just coming off like a really busy weekend where I didn't have a weekend. Like both my Saturday and Sunday were spent working and doing crap. And Friday night, I was just so tired. So I didn't have any fun whatsoever.
Right.
And that's fine because I know that that's not every weekend.
Sometimes that happens, yeah.
Exactly. That's where the perspective comes into mind. And I got to keep reminding myself that it's like, all right, that's not every weekend. And you're blessed. You're healthy. You've got beautiful kids that are healthy. Like, especially like, oh gosh, like I can't stop thinking about Jimmy Kimmel and that whole thing. If you didn't watch or if you haven't heard, he revealed on his show that his son was born late last month, end of April. And at first, normal pregnancy, they thought everything was normal. Shortly thereafter, within hours, they discovered that the baby had a hole in his heart. He was turning purple, not getting the oxygen that he needed. And just recounting everything, like at first they thought it could have been a lung issue and hoping that that was the case because that was an easy fix because babies are born with fluid in their lungs. And anyways, at 3 days old, this baby had to have heart surgery. That's traumatic for a 30-year-old. Anyways, it was really a reminder also watching that of how powerful the medium of television can be.
Mm-hmm.
To communicate something that can bring us all together, hopefully. And that's what he was trying to, you know, use his personal experience to do, which was to get the message out there that healthcare, especially, you know, having the ability to get healthcare if you have a pre-existing condition like heart issues, why mm-hmm. it's such a necessity and hopefully a bipartisan issue. I'm not so sure about that.
I find it really incredible that, you know, there's a doctor out there that could work on a heart for a baby that's 3 days old that's the size of a peanut. Wrap your head around that. And then you have to take the peanut apart.
Not
and
really
work on
peanut.
The insides.
Don't
of
exaggerate.
A peanut.
No.
A peanut.
No.
A peanut.
No,
absolutely.
You're wrong.
I am not wrong. You want to know how I know how?
How
want to
know
how I know why?
How do you know?
Because Dr. Oz said the 3-year-old heart is the size of, quote, a peanut.
Well, he's wrong. Don't you remember?
You're right. He's a heart surgeon. He's probably wrong.
I'm going to Google this right now. I think he's wrong.
He's a heart surgeon. He's a heart surgeon.
A 3-year-old heart.
Who am I going to try? A 3-day-old, not 3-year-old. Oh, a three-day-old heart.
God, I wish a doctor would call in.
I'm just telling you what Dr. Oz said.
Well,
Kimmel last night. I look, I don't know. I'm not a surgeon.
Dr. Oz is full of shit. Anyways. I'm kidding. He's a TV doctor. I'm only kidding. Well, let's get to the Met Gala because that's still fresh on people's minds. And I would imagine a lot of the people that are listening to this probably have some awareness of it.
Let me ask you, is it that big of a deal? I know it's a like New York City's prom kind of, but
oh,
I didn't
totally
really feel the heat. Yeah, I saw some dresses on the news today and this and that, but I don't really feel like that many people really care. Do they?
Yes, it was the number one trending topic on Twitter and Facebook.
As I've said a million times on the show, there's always something that's number one because somebody's got to be talking about something, okay? I mean, there was nothing else
but
going
if
on
there
last
was,
night.
That's not true. There was tons of things going on last
it's
night.
Monday night. What happened on a Monday night? Was there any NBA final last night? Was there a hockey final? Like,
maybe.
I don't...
And also, there's always stuff going on with Donald Trump.
No, yeah, that's true.
You know, it's what people were talking about. At least people on social media.
I'm asking.
Media.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that
I
don't
wrong.
Really feel the heat is all that I'm saying.
Wait, hold on. Paris Jackson just tweeted me. That's funny.
What did she say?
I don't even... My choice as if it was my choice. That's weird.
What's that about? Did you trash her outfit?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense now.
I guess that means that she didn't choose her outfit.
So someone dressed her is what she's saying.
No,
and now she's throwing that other person under the bus?
Yeah. Well, I think that some women are dressed by Anna Wintour.
Yeah, you told me that on the show before. You said that she is responsible for
the guest list.
Some of the guests.
No,
it has to be approved by her, right? Or something like that?
No, she's responsible for all of the guests.
All of the guests, okay.
Yeah, somehow she signs off on everybody, which explains why Kourtney and Khloe Kardashian were not there. But anyways, I really think it's the big deal just because it gives people the opportunity to wear something that they normally wouldn't wear to, like, a movie premiere or another event that's a red carpet. It's a heightened red carpet.
But it seems more like Halloween.
No.
Looking at Katy Perry's outfit, she looked like she was wearing a costume, not a
high fashion outfit. That's high fashion. That's super high fashion. You clearly don't watch the runway shows.
No.
I do. And she was also very on theme. It was a tribute last night to Comme des Garçons, and they are known for their avant-garde fashion. So she was very much avant-garde and pushing the envelope, as was Rihanna, as were a lot of my favorites. My favorites, for those who care. And some of them weren't the most on theme. Like, I'm not a stickler to theme. I rather just you look good, okay? It kind of goes hand in hand with my least favorites. Like, my favorites were Rihanna, Jennifer Lopez, who just gave me classic beauty, like very Jackie O, very 60s glam fashion, which I loved. Emmy Rossum, who just looked exquisite. Tracee Ellis Ross and Cara Delevingne. I would say those were my favorites. And actually, if I had to choose a one favorite, I would have to just say Cara Delevingne. Just because that Cara Delevingne outfit, it was like a pantsuit that was like made out of maybe crystal, but I don't know if crystal is the accurate word, like a mirror ball-esque, but done so well. That is like the hottest of the hot couture. That pantsuit with the shiny bald head, the pantsuit probably cost $300,000+, and it probably took 3+ months to make just that one outfit. So it's like, wow, like, you just got to give props for the craftsmanship.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can. I think it's a colossal waste of time, but, you know, it looks stupid to me, but
no,
what do I know?
No, man, that's such a work of art, and that her outfit is going to be in museums for history. That's what you do when you create fashion that's art on that high of a level. You're creating a museum piece. Cara Delevingne's outfit is going to be in some museum for the rest of eternity. Like, you may not respect it or appreciate it, but there's a huge...
I don't understand it. It's not that I don't respect it or appreciate it. I really just don't understand it.
The Cara Delevingne one didn't look... She was not one that was crazy. That was not a crazy...
Everyone looked kind of silly to me. It's like Halloween to me. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It just doesn't light me up like it does you, apparently. I'm not shitting on it. I just don't understand it.
Well, you were shitting on it.
No, I said to me, it's a colossal waste of time. That's not shitting on it. That's just saying I don't understand it. It seems like Halloween to me.
That's shitting on it.
No, it's not. There's
yes,
a difference.
It is.
Shitting on it, saying the Met Fashion Gala is the dumbest fucking thing in the world. They shouldn't have it. It's ridiculous. I don't know what they're doing. That's shitting on it. Me saying I don't understand it and it doesn't float my boat, that's not shitting on it.
You telling these people who spend months of their lives creating an outfit.
Telling them that I don't get it.
No.
Telling them. I don't think disrespectful.
Telling them that their work is like Halloween, that's dismissive of their craft.
I'm not saying that they're not artists.
Take back the Halloween bit.
No, because to me, it seems like Halloween. It's a big dress-up.
Well, that's dismissive of it. That's like saying, oh, I think all the people nominated for the Oscars, that's just like fancy TV actors. That would be dismissive of that work.
I said exactly what I meant to say. I used my words and articulated my emotion, and you're taking it, implying your meaning to it.
How do you think the people that worked on these outfits for months?
I don't think they give a damn what I think.
Okay, but I'm asking, how do you think they would respond if you told them, I think your work is like Halloween?
I don't think they would care.
Well,
because I came out and said I don't understand it.
They would care.
I don't think they care one bit. I think they are playing to that room and that room only, and they don't care what I think.
No, once again, I'm not disrespecting what they do.
I'm not even trying to disrespect what they do. I just don't get it.
But I'm telling you, you did by making that comparison. All right, let's move on.
To you.
Well, I consider myself a fashion person, okay?
You can't put your emotion in their head. You're not them. You're not a fashion designer.
I have designed and sold fashion.
Okay.
So I am a fashion designer. I find that offensive. I take that back. I don't find it offensive, but I find it disrespectful as a fashion designer myself.
I think you're nuts. That's what I think.
I still sell fashion. If anybody wants to buy my stuff, you could go to buypopstuff.com.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
So what are they? Is that like your site?
Yeah, it's my site. Buypopstuff.com.
Can you buy that hamburger outfit that you wore?
Yes, you can.
Oh my God.
I sell it.
That's high fashion, right?
It is high
now,
fashion.
If I said to you, that looks like Halloween to me, you're offended?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you're silly.
No, I take it back. I'm not offended, but I...
Okay, well, then that's my point. I don't think they're offended if I don't like it or if I don't even get it. And by the way, I'm not even saying I don't like it. I'm saying I don't
get
it.
There's a difference between being offended and being disrespected. Offended is a higher form, okay? I'm not trying to be exaggerating. Like, it's disrespectful to say it's like Halloween. It's not offensive. Like, telling somebody you hate Jews or
Perez,
hate black people
not,
or whatever.
They're not listening to me. I'm not trying to...
How do you know? There's a lot of people that listen to our freaking podcast.
They're not coming to me for my opinion on fashion is my point. They wouldn't care about my opinion of it because clearly I don't know anything about it. It's everyone's individual taste. My individual taste, I don't get the whole idea. That's my
point. Let's move on.
Okay, good.
Oh, God. Anyways, the worst dressed at the Met Gala to me, and it hurt. This hurt. My second worst dressed of the night was Madonna.
Madonna?
Oh, yeah. Did not like it at all. It felt reductive, a word that she likes. She's
reductive.
Worn things like that before. Like, I mean, I don't mind self-referencing, and I kind of get what she was going at. Like, it was very familiar. It felt like 2001, 2002 Madonna, like... American Life era. And there are similarities to that. Like, it was clearly a response to Trump being in office. To me, that was my interpretation of her camouflage dress. But, like, pairing that again with those ridiculous, ugly, stupid grills. We've seen her do it and to death. It just felt...
You hate grills.
I mean, I don't hate it if it's, like, done in a different or new way or just cool way. But it made... her look ugly. And it's like I said, like, I don't need you to be on theme. I just want you to look good. Okay. I mean, Rossum and J-Lo weren't on theme, but they were two of my favorite dresses. And I love Madonna. Like, I want her to fucking look good. Last year, she wore this like awful Game of Thrones inspired outfit with her ass cheeks hanging out. And it's like, if you're going to have your ass cheeks hang out, at least do it in a good dress. Like, at least do it in a way that, like, people aren't making fun. I don't know. It's like...
But here's my point. Isn't that disrespectful, what you're just saying? I mean, you're saying what I said was disrespectful, but you're saying how bad something was. I mean, isn't that the same thing in your mind?
But at least I have an informed opinion. At least I have the knowledge of fashion that you're lacking.
But
I can say something.
I've acquiesced to the fact that I don't have any sort of...
But I won't
that's
say
the,
it.
That's my whole point.
But
No one is listening to me in my opinion of it,
but
is my point.
I'm not going
to
say she looked like Halloween. Like, I just think she looked
you
bad.
You said she looked like Game of Thrones.
Last year.
It's comparing it to something that isn't meant to be a compliment.
Well, it was very Game of Thrones. That's not to say it's Halloween.
I don't understand. I really don't.
Anyways, my least favorite, like worst whatsoever.
I know who it is. Celine. Did you say it? Celine Dion,
yeah,
right?
I said it on social media. It was Celine Dion. It made me so sad. And it was her first Met Gala ever. The first time
really?
There.
Really?
I mean, let's give her some slack because it was her first and she was trying really hard. But like I've said repeatedly.
How about this? She did not look like Halloween to me.
No, I didn't say. Well,
that should be a compliment.
It was just so bad. It's like She tried almost too hard. It really? Just didn't feel authentic to who she is. It felt like the dress was wearing her, not she was wearing the dress. Like, she wore a crazy dress and then on top of that, topped off her crazy dress with a crazy fascinator. You see, you need to learn about feng shui when it comes to fashion. If you're going to do a crazy dress, you don't need a freaking crazy fascinator.
I don't even know what that is.
A fascinator is like a specific type of hat or headwear. So, yeah, I was disappointed by that, but I still love her.
Let me ask you a question. So, if I'm thinking about Katy Perry, that's something that you thought she looked...
fierce.
Good?
Super fierce.
And it worked for her, is what you're saying? Okay.
She pulled it off. And also, like, it just was done so well, and it looked fierce. Like, if you look at it, it was...
It looked silly to me, but that's... I'm trying to figure out the difference. I'm trying with all my might to figure out what is silly and what is fierce.
Silly was what Pharrell's wife wore. She basically looked like a couch.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. Okay, yes. Like she looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, but red.
Exactly. She looked like a red couch, like the Blue's Clues couch. To me, that was silly. But fashion, like, I'm not going to say it's not fashion. It's that's definitely... And I appreciate silly, right? Like, I love whimsy. I love silly when it comes to fashion. But you gotta be able to pull it off. Like, I don't think they pulled off whimsical.
I mean, I guess. Really, I have no idea what you're saying.
I love whimsicality. I love silliness when it comes to fashion. But I don't think they pulled it off.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. You know, people could disagree with me.
Okay.
Anyways, speaking of Katy Perry, which we just ended our Met Gala coverage talking about, it's so interesting to... me, who consumes so much media and also spends a lot of time online and sees what the people are talking about, it's fascinating to observe shifts in coverage and shifts in tone and perception and how people view others.
Okay.
Over the last few weeks, if not even months, people have turned on Katy Perry.
Really?
Oh, yes, big time. And I'll get to all the reasons why. I think it started, but it wasn't major. It started at the Grammys on the red carpet when she joked about shaving her head and made fun of Britney Spears' breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And she got a lot of negative press for that.
And we can understand why.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And totally.
It's gotten progressively worse. First, people were dragging her over the weekend for this Instagram live video that she made, which Black Twitter and people that aren't a part of Black Twitter, and I don't know if you know what Black Twitter is, but it's a real thing, and it's a powerful thing, and it's an awesome thing. They and non-Black Twitter also felt very strongly about one thing that she said in her Instagram live video.
Oh, someone says I miss your old black hair. Oh, really? Do you miss Barack Obama as well? Okay, times change. Bye. See you guys later. I should leave now.
To me, it was a joke that missed the mark, but continue.
Well, yeah, a lot of people were upset by that. I actually was more bothered by the way she responded to a fan.
That's right where I was going to go. And I agree with you 1,000%. Like, why would you talk to your fan that way?
Especially
very Justin Bieber-esque.
Oh, especially because that was, I think, I watched the whole freaking thing. That was one of the few, and I watched it a few days ago, so my memory's a little foggy. I don't recall her responding to too many fans. So she singled that one out. And to single that one out and not respond to a lot of fans and the one or few that you do respond to, that's how you respond. It rubbed me the wrong way.
I see both sides of it. I don't believe there was any ill will, but no. She still was off tone.
And one of the things that also rubbed me the wrong way with that whole video and other videos that she made that day. Listen, pause. Maybe she was just having a bad day. It happens. People are dealing with their own dramas. And also, if you're not getting a lot of sleep, if you're in promo mode, if you're traveling from one city to the next, that's draining.
And when you're trying to be funny and you're trying to pick it up, sometimes you just say things that don't make a lot of sense. And I think that's the case here.
Like I said, I watched that whole thing and repeatedly throughout that entire Instagram live, she was trying to be funny. And there was so many instances of her just actually for almost the entire thing to me. Did you watch the entire thing or just that clip?
I didn't. I just heard the clip. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't see
that. I watched the entire thing. And for almost the entire Instagram live, she came off as obnoxious.
I think she does a lot during interviews. I don't think she has a lot of no people around her. I think she's got a lot of people that let her do her thing sometimes. And you get in a box. You get in this little box where you start believing everyone's like, oh, you're so funny. Like, how about this? No, you're not. You're really not that funny. You actually, when you tell jokes, you almost come off as obnoxious. And she does.
That was so apparent in that video because she was in a car with her team, you know, probably a manager, makeup person, yep, glam person. And they were all laughing like she was the funniest person on the planet.
Exactly.
And like I said, I love her. I genuinely love Katy Perry. And
I think her heart's in the right place all of the time.
And people still bring up the fact that I said that this whole era was going to be doomed because she had a 3 in front of her age. First of all, turns out I'm freaking right.
I don't think you're that far off.
And B, that didn't come from a place of malice. It comes from a place of, and actually, we recorded that. That was one of our first ever podcasts.
That was way early in the game. Absolutely. First 5, at least.
And I want to actually make an addendum to that. Things have gotten worse. Now, if you're 25 in pop music, you're old. It's gotten even younger. It's crazy.
True.
It's gotten even younger. But that's not all. There's still so much that I want to get to with Katy Perry.
Okay.
So, like I said, she was dealing with travel and fatigue and being tired and also probably was shocked or saddened by the response that her new single got, Bon Appetit. Yeah. Have you listened to that? Yeah.
Yes, I have.
I heard it and my response to it was the same as my response to Change to the Rhythm. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. However, because I felt that way about Chained to the Rhythm, I definitely was having higher hopes for her second single. I was like, all right, I like the first song. Don't love it, but I think she needs like a bigger hit for her second single. Yeah. I said I liked it. I said it wasn't obvious first single or what I would have released for a first single. Or it felt like...
You did say
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I also said that some people would think it was preachy. Which I stand
too political.
Yeah, which I
absolutely,
which I stand by that as well. Anyways, Katy, then because of that, I hoped that her second single would be better or a smash. Not that the first one wasn't. It was good and it was a medium hit, but I wanted it to be better and a bigger hit. I like Bon Appetit, and I would say I like it just as much as Chained to the Rhythm. I don't like it more, I don't like it less.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for her, it seems like a lot of people like the song less and a lot less. Like the song, I think, is going to be a flop. Like, I don't know if it has it in it to go top 20.
Yeah, my radio ears agree with you.
It's not doing well on streaming. And on iTunes now, it's number 63 and it's been out just a couple of days. So she's dealing with that and probably also picking up that people may be turning on her. And to add to that, this story also that I'm going to say now got a lot of pickup too. There's this music producer, one of The Weeknd's music producers, who claims that Katy Perry called him the N-word. So, you know, she hasn't addressed it. That's this person and that's what he's claiming. But that definitely isn't helping her. And like a perfect example of the turn that's happened on her, TMZ. First of all, like, I don't really think of them for fashion, but they fucking covered the Met Gala. Their headline was, Katy Perry wears ugly dress by Jew-hating designer.
Jesus.
Which the Jew-hating designer is accurate. Her dress was by John Galliano, who is a notorious anti-Semite who was fired from his last fashion job for his anti-Semitic statements. Like, I would have probably not worn that if I was her. No, not probably. I would have definitely not worn that.
No, you would not have.
But, you know, maybe she didn't know. Now,
did she know? Yeah, I was going to say, maybe she didn't know that. Once again, I'm not a fashion person. I wouldn't have known that. So
yeah, maybe she didn't
She
know.
Should, though, right?
Or just like Dolce & Gabbana. Dolce & Gabbana are the worst. I would not wear Dolce & Gabbana.
I guess just to further the conversation is, she's got the wrong people around her right now. And it seems pretty clear.
It's probably the same people, though. How could the same people that helped you achieve mega success all of a sudden be the wrong people?
Maybe they got old and rich and weren't reading the room the way they should be, were like how they used to. You know, I can't answer that question. But look, I think Katy Perry's changing. I think it's just natural. You get older. I'll put the comparison to you. You've changed. You're getting older. You are more invested into politics than you were before. Doesn't mean that you're completely informed about it, but you're much more informed than you used to be.
I'm very informed.
I just wanted to turn your screws a little
and
bit.
And I've always been informed.
Enough about you. Let's get back to Katy. I know.
No, you're
I'm just turning your screws.
False
Come on.
Facts.
Listen to me. Let me get back here. I think that she is trying to expand her mind a bit. And anytime that somebody opens up their eyes and they start to see the world differently, they're, in my opinion, I think rose-colored glasses, exactly as she says in her song, I think that you start seeing the world a completely different way. And as you even get older, you'll shift somewhere back to the middle. I don't know if this is making any sense to you or not, because you haven't shifted back to the middle yet.
I have.
I think a lot of things with her... Okay, maybe you haven't. But I'm talking about Katy Perry. I don't think she has yet. I think that she's informed about a lot of things that are happening in the world, and she's changing to them, and she's changing faster than maybe her audience, and she's doing some things like the comedy and the what she said, and she's trying to be the old Katy and say silly things, and then she's still trying to, you know, be the Hillary Clinton supporter. I think she's got a big broad net out there right now, and she needs to kind of squeeze it back in a little bit and kind of get into the lane wherever she needs to be, because she's wobbling all over the road to me, even musically, if that makes any sense at all.
Oh my God, we haven't addressed also the elephant in the room, which is that musically, these last two songs she's released, Bon Appetit and Chained to the Rhythm, she didn't work with Dr. Luke on them. Which makes sense, because Dr. Luke's embroiled in all this drama with Kesha, and a lot of people feel very strongly against him, and a lot of people think he's damaged goods. But Dr. Luke is an integral, if not the most integral part of Katy Perry's success after her.
Agree 100%.
And he's not involved anymore.
And she just went through a breakup. You know, she's making fun of Britney Spears for shaving her head. She essentially did the same thing.
True.
She cut off all of her hair and dyed it blonde and looks like a pixie now. She doesn't look anything like Katy Perry did. Pot calling the kettle black a little bit.
Very true. Although she has, you know, she's changed. She changed a while ago, to be honest.
There's a lot of change going on. The John Mayer breakup, the Orlando Bloom breakup. Obviously, the political loss that she really took to heart. I just think a lot of it's starting to snowball on her. And it's everything that you mentioned, this bad YouTube clip that's out there or whatever, wherever it is living on. Her politics sort of kind of offended some of her fan base. There's a lot of things that are just starting to add up. That's all that I'm just keeping score, I guess.
In other news, God, we haven't even gotten to that whole drama with that Fyre Festival. Did you check in on that?
I love it.
Oh, man.
I love that all those rich people got boned.
Well, I'm a little mad at it because it started happening on Thursday night. I was so enthralled, captivated, addicted to all the tweets coming out, and was just like glued to Twitter, and like I could not
It was a very fun read.
Oh my God.
So fun, the jokes that were coming out of it. They were great.
The jokes, the photos, the videos, people trapped on planes. Oh my God.
People on runways.
People trapped in the airport, like everything.
Oh,
it was just
so much gold.
So wild. And the funniest thing is they want to go ahead and put on the festival again next year.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, they've been banned by the Bahamas.
If
they are able to manage to pull it off again next year, it has to be somewhere else. But that just begs the question, like, are artists going to say, I mean, listen, I guess artists would say yes if they get like a guaranteed payday ahead of time, be like, you can't announce my participation unless you pay me half of my fee.
They're just there for the check.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm an artist, I would sort of sign up and want it to flop because I would get my at least half my
still
money.
Get your dough.
I get my money and then get the weekend off, you know? So it's like free vacation for me. The bigger question too then is like, are people gonna be stupid enough?
Yes, because this is a VIP wannabe Instagram society. People have to be a part of that scene. They really feel like, ooh, I'm going to hang out with Gigi Hadid this weekend. People really think that. They think they're part of that fake phony world. As long as the internet's still flourishing, hell yeah, they'll line up to go to this fraud fest. It should be called the Fraud Fest next year.
Well, They're being sued, a class action lawsuit. And this is the point, the problem, the issue that I think will really bite them in the butt. They, according to reports, warned the models and the influencers don't go. And they told them, come the second weekend, because it was supposed to be a two-weekend event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they said to not go the first weekend, knowing that it was going to be a shit show. Once they knew that shit was going to be a shit show, they should have canceled that first weekend or let people know or given them some kind of warning or something.
I think too many things were probably paid for, man. Like, you just can't say, hey, we're canceling a festival a week out. We're just not prepared. You know, they should have started smaller. They should have started a lot smaller. Coachella was a freaking stage in the desert 16, 17 years ago. It was nothing compared to what it is. They grew it organically. They went in with all these grand plans of, oh, it's going to be VIP and bottle service and cabanas and the highest end. It's like, no. You don't start with that. You start from the bottom. You work your way up. That's how you build a festival. But they don't listen. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, you know what? I actually think that all of this is great for Ja Rule.
It's the first time we've mentioned his name in 100 years.
Ja Rule is one of the co-founders of the festival. And when was the last time we talked about him?
I got a feeling this is the last time we're going to be talking about him.
Nah, if he's smart, he'll capitalize off of this and like get a reality TV show or something.
You're right. You know, you've taught me one thing. Anytime you're in the media, it's never a bad thing.
Yeah.
You can really turn it to your favor. You can, as long as people are talking about you. You just got to keep them talking about you.
I bet you Ashanti's pissed she wasn't a part of it.
Oh, man.
When is the last time we talked about Ashanti?
Never o'clock.
I want to check his Twitter now. His last tweet was a couple days ago. Relieved to share that all guests are safe and have been sent the form to apply for a refund. Our deepest apologies. Poor Ja Rule. Even with all the publicity he's gotten, that tweet only managed to get 108 retweets.
Ooh.
That's sad.
That is sad.
In other news, well, speaking of Twitter, I've been saying it forever now, and it's nice to know that Twitter has officially made a comeback. Twitter announced their first quarter earnings, and they beat their own estimates for money taken in and user growth. They beat both estimates, and as a result, stocks for Twitter have gone way up.
Yeah, up 4% today alone. Twitter's hot, and you did call it, and I gave you props on social media for that, but you called it on the show. You said, I think Twitter's the new thing again. I think it's hot again. You're using it more. You like the platform again. And I'll be damned, like a week later, this story comes out and it's been up every day since. So you do have your finger on top of that one.
On top of everything. A lot of people are making a big deal out of Barack Obama agreeing to accept $400,000 from a Wall Street bank.
Blows my mind.
I'm like, he's not president anymore.
Right.
Cash the fuck
in.
If
someone wants to pay him to speak, okay.
I'm like, cash in, make that money, Barack, Bo Obama, or I was thinking Bobama, Bobama, oh, Mobama, whatever. Anyways,
Hussein is the middle name, but okay.
I know. I was trying to think of like a nickname for him. Like, what's his nickname? Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, whatevs. I heard about this bar in New York City. Did you hear about this?
Continue. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, it's brilliant. There is a new bar in New York City that has publicly vowed to donate a portion of their profits to progressive causes like Planned Parenthood. I think that's so smart, and I think that's going to catch on. Because I know, like, if I'm going out on a rare occasion, like once every other month, to a gay bar in West Hollywood, if I know that if I can give my money to a bar who will then give their money to causes for equality, causes that are relevant to me, I'm going to go to that bar. I think it's awesome, and I hope that that does catch on. Let's talk some music news, because I love talking music news. I already talked about and gave my feelings on the Bon Appetit song. You don't really like it. I like it more than you do. Is that an accurate assessment?
I just think it's okay.
No, I think it's more than
okay. I like Chain to the Rhythm more than I liked this. I like it equal. Whatever that means.
I like it equal. Well, Justin Bieber is on a new song with DJ Khaled called I'm the One.
Have you seen the video? The video is like straight up like 1990s hip hop girls. Yeah.
The video.
Cool party.
The video is not for me. It's not my thing. I don't like the song.
I don't like it at all.
Oh, good. But it's doing so well.
Anything with Bieber on it right now is just hot. I mean, Despacito's the hottest song in the world. That song is...
Is Amp Radio so playing that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh my God, every 5 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Why wouldn't we? I think it's the number one... Isn't it the number one song in the country right now? Sales-wise, I believe?
I
believe it
so.
Is.
Well...
The one that came out. Yeah, the one that just came out.
Oh, well, I'm looking at iTunes.
Oh, no, not iTunes. I'm talking about the actual...
Gotcha. Well, yeah, that could be accurate.
It's number one in downloads, not just iTunes.
I didn't know that they would play it just because it's a Spanish language song.
It's great.
No, I love it. I love that. I still prefer the original version, but whatevs. I want to go back to the DJ Khaled song, but I was having a conversation with a friend. One of the reasons also why Katy Perry has stumbled, maybe not stumbled, but like isn't as successful as Justin Bieber is... I don't know what his appeal is, but Justin Bieber appeals to more than just white people. Mm-hmm. Latinos and black people love Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And Katy Perry pretty much only appeals to white people.
I don't know if I totally agree with
well,
that.
Well, all right, I'll say this.
Maybe now, as of right this moment, maybe.
I'll say this, and I say this is an accurate assessment. Justin Bieber has a lot more appeal to black and Latinos than Katy Perry.
As of this moment, yes, I would agree.
Not even that. As of this moment, for a while.
I don't know. I mean, Katy was white hot there for a minute with everyone. White hot.
I don't know if Latinos and black people are like, yeah, I fucking love Katy Perry.
Well, people just like hits, period.
All right.
Any people like hits.
Anyways, Justin Bieber has a lot of appeal to a lot of people. So I understand why the song's doing well. But to me, it almost sounds like a bad ripoff of that I Spy, na, 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 the I Spy song.
The Kyle song, the Kyle, really?
I like that song. I love the I Spy song.
Huh. That's shocking.
Oh, I love the I Spy song. To me, that's a hit. It is a hit.
Yeah, no, it's a huge hit. Yeah. I'm just shocked that you like
it because
it's so... I don't love it because it's kind of goofy to me.
I love it. I love goofy at times.
Yeah, I get it.
It's fun. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love
Despacito,
it.
I love it.
Oh, I love
can't
that
get enough
too.
Of that. Can't get enough of it.
Well, in other news about music-related news, Harry Styles released a new song today. I don't think you've probably heard it because it just came out.
I've not heard it.
It's Mm-mm. called Sweet Creature. It's a ballad. It's just him and a guitar. In that sense, it almost reminds me of that Niall song, This Town. And I don't think you'll like it, but I love it. I think it's beautiful. It's clearly not a radio single, and I don't think it's meant to be a radio single, but it's a really pretty ballad, and he sounds great on it. It's a pretty song. I love pretty songs. I'm a sucker for a pretty song. Simple, like strip it all away. I love it. It's called Sweet Creature. And also, I got to give him props. Very smart of him, although some of his fans are pissed. He announced his world tour, and he's playing, I would say, small to medium-sized venues, like 2,500 seaters, 5,000 seaters. Yeah. And I think that's smart because, you know, the worst thing he could have done is announced an arena tour and have it flop.
Yeah.
Or go too big too early. Like, yes, you were playing stadiums with One Direction, but you need to establish...
Create demand. This is very easy. Just create demand. 5,000 people, that's easy.
Yeah, you've got to establish yourself as an artist in your own right and what kind of show you're going to put on and all of that stuff. And good on him for that. Speaking of One Direction, Zayn Malik took to Twitter to ask his fans to donate to his mom's best friend, who is battling cancer. And a lot of people criticized him for that. She's looking for $120,000. And a lot of people are like, can't you pay that? I mean, maybe we don't really know his finances. Maybe he's not as rich as we think. Or maybe he's just cheap. Or maybe he's already has given some money.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he took care of the other half. Yeah. We don't know.
But I still think it was a good thing of him to do, and it was...
Of course. And listen, if people don't want to give, then don't give. Ignore the tweet. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's eager to jump down someone's throat for trying to do something nice. It's annoying.
Yeah.
He did something nice.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, then don't donate.
Yeah. More music-related news. Beyoncé, I was maybe a little bit surprised by this, but not too much. I mean, well, I was surprised. I found it noteworthy. The final numbers are in, and Beyoncé's Lemonade was the best-selling album of 2016.
How about that?
And she did that without a single radio hit. Not one.
Hmm.
Although she did have a lot of big looks. The Super Bowl. I think she performed at the Grammys last year. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but good on her. I still miss the days when Beyoncé did have radio hits, and I wish she would, but she don't need them. She just announced a new box set or some kind of like How to Make Lemonade Collector's Edition. It includes unprecedented insight into the making, blah, 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 blah. A coffee table book, double vinyl LP, and audio and visual album downloads. But bitch is charging $300.
Wow. Really?
$300.
Holy money grab. Jeez.
I mean, if you're that into Beyonce, I kind of love that, though. I love it if somebody's that into somebody. I don't know how many of these she's going to sell, but good on her.
Hey, listen to this. So the Prince Museum, Paisley Park, it's now open, and you can buy one of the white Prince guitars, the teardrop, not teardrop, but the one with the funky neck on it. You know which one I'm talking about,
the white guitar.
Purple Rain. You can buy that guitar for $1,800, and I'm thinking about buying it. My friend got one, and I'm thinking about it just as a piece. That would be cool, right?
Do you play guitar?
Yeah, I play guitar, but I would never play this guitar. I would just probably hang it up on a wall or something.
Is it one of his original ones? Or
no.
They're making them.
Yeah, they make them and they sell them at Paisley Park. It's like official Prince merchandise.
I see.
Yeah.
That's cool. That is a great piece of art.
Right, and if you're a super fan like I am, it's like, okay, I could see going deep on that. $300 for a couple records and a couple downloads and a coffee table book seems excessive, but hey, if you're a fan, cool, whatever.
Well, speaking of Prince, his family thinks they're TV worthy. They're shopping around a reality TV show and they want to be the next Kardashians.
Great.
Nobody cares about Prince's family.
Nope.
However, on the flip side, nobody cared about the Kardashians before the reality show.
Good point.
Maybe a little bit.
Then maybe Prince's sister should make a sex tape, because that's when I started caring about the Kardashians.
Well, speaking of the Kardashians, who cares about this? Who cares? Kim Kardashian slut-shaming this girl. I just found that to be hypocritical. She should not be slut-shaming anybody. Khloe Kardashian sued by a paparazzi agency. That was lame of the paparazzi agency. She posted a paparazzi photo on her Instagram. She's made the paparazzi so much money, and now they're suing her. That was lame.
Yeah, totally.
Also, DMX checked himself into rehab. Blah, 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 blah. Good for him. Jennifer Hudson... She's been engaged for 9 years.
Wow.
And not married still. She said she's in no rush. I think that's interesting.
Props.
Yeah, why be engaged for 9 years? That's
why not? I like the idea.
Also, Susan Sarandon talking smack about Deborah Messing, blah, blah, blah. Let's just move on. There's like a new stupid drink at Starbucks, the mermaid frappuccino. Over all of these stupid drinks.
I'm so tired of followers. Everybody's got to be a follower now and do these things and post their pictures. And all you're doing is promoting their company. You're not getting anything out of it. Nope.
Kind of smart marketing, got to say.
Oh my God, totally smart on their part.
Yeah. And finally, rich dude Elon Musk, the guy behind Tesla. At first, I thought he was joking, but he's serious. He's launching this new company, which may not go anywhere because I don't know if cities will approve this. He's launching this new company called The Boring Company, whose goal is to create basically like this underground world. Mm-hmm. These platforms that take you from street level, shoot you underground, and then transport you at speeds of over 100 miles per hour, mm-hmm, underground in tunnels to your destination, mm-hmm, cutting commuting time and clearing up congestion above ground.
Mm-hmm. Love the idea until we have the big one.
Even that aside, the whole concept of earthquakes didn't even enter my mind, honestly.
First thing I thought of.
No, I just thought of claustrophobia.
Yes.
Anxiety, lack of light, even if they have fake light, and also like maybe even getting dizzy and
right,
nauseous.
Can you imagine being underground in a little tiny tube and the lights go out and the power stops?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Or an earthquake happens. No thanks. I'd rather sit in traffic. How about that?
I'd rather he make teleportation, try to make that happen. Yeah.
Can we make that happen, please?
Yeah, beam me up, Scotty.
Come on. Let's Star Trek this bitch already.
Yeah. All right, let's take some calls.
Hey, guys. This is Brad calling from Pittsburgh. In terms of the quota on women, I would say no, just because you don't want to turn away lesbians and transgenders, and they have just as much right to be there. And although I think that gay males are more likely to be discriminated against than lesbians are in American culture, I think sometimes they tend to get the short end of the stick when it comes to like gay celebrations and things like that, in my opinion. I don't know, but I know I've been to like lesbian night at bars before, and it's just like dead in there. I don't know how the bars are in LA, but it's not so much people being straight and women coming is the problem as much as it is people looking at our community as just a fun night out. So I feel like if you're not willing to stand up for our rights, then you shouldn't be willing to come to a club and party with us. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if for the people that stood up for like the transgender rights and things like that, with the bathroom policies being rolled back for transgenders, you know, things like that. If you were on the front lines of that as a straight person, then I say come party with us any day of the week or any night of the week. But for people who just look at us like Andy Cohen called out the women on Beverly Hills, you know, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for talking about us like we were a purse, you know, I'm throwing a party, let me go get my gays. Those people, that's problematic. Even if you don't mean to be homophobic, that's problematic. If you're only talking about us like we're just fun to party with, then that's not okay. But people who stand up for our rights, I think should be able to come party with us any day of the night, any day of the week. All right, thank you guys.
Well, all right, if you frame it that way, but how the hell are we going to know, right? That's why it's almost easier to just have a quota.
You back to this crazy quota. Oh, my God.
The majority of people agreed with me online. Even straight women were agreeing with me.
I don't disagree with you. I just think you're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I think you're nuts. Telling people they can't come into a club because there's too many girls in there.
I didn't
say. That seems crazy to me.
I didn't say they can't. I just said we
have a... You said that there should be a quota.
Yes. And once that quota is met, then wait your ass in line until a girl leaves. One for one after the quota's met.
You could
eventually get in. You might have to wait a while.
Oh, God, another call.
Hi, this is Anna. I wanted to ask Booker what he thought about all the backlash 13 Reasons Why he's been getting. A lot of people were offended by the show because it seemed to be making fun of or portraying an unrealistic view on what people who struggle with depression and suicidal thoughts actually go through. I thought it was a great show that brought attention to mental health. Thank you. Bye.
I like how she read her question. That was sweet.
Well, because I did a new intro.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Telling people to like have their question thought of ahead of time.
I'm sure it's a mess. I got to call and see what it says.
It's not a mess.
Do you tell them to leave their name and where they're calling from and things like that?
I don't fucking remember. Jesus.
Yeah, it's a fucking mess. I know it is.
It's not a mess.
I'm sure it is. 13 reasons why. Yes, I it is. We talked about this on the air the other day that a lot of people are giving, not a lot of people, but some people and parents are having a problem with the affiliation of Selena Gomez and the show, and because it is such a almost adult topic matter, but they're talking about kids and suicide. And at the end of the day, I agree with Selena. We're having a conversation. If it starts a conversation and that filters down to a young person, I think that's a great thing. I'll just echo what she said.
What she said.
This is Maria from New York. I generally enjoy your opinions, even if they are a bit out of left field. But yes. I have to say, it was rather ironic of you to say you don't want any women at your gay club while also lamenting the lack of divas who dance and extolling the virtues of Madonna through much of your podcast, because Madonna would not be Madonna if she had not cut her teeth in the New York gay club scene in her youth. But I guess you want the next generation of divas to just stay home, practice their dance steps in isolation, and work on their 4-octave ranges and their sense of mystery. I don't know. Not going to work. Bye.
Or go bowling.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the funniest thing you've ever said.
I didn't say mine wouldn't allow gay women. I said mine might not. Okay, I remember what I said, but I would clearly allow women in mine. They would just have a quota.
Hey, Booker and Perez, love your podcast. Love you both. Perez, I've been following you since I can't even remember how long. I just wanted to weigh in on the whole gay club, gay bar debate with women coming. How about if you're a woman and you show up at the gay club and you bring one or two gay friends with you, gay best friends, to share with everyone. So that way it's not just women, but the women and the men all get to hang out. Everyone gets to be happy. And I think that would be a great solution. I do that all the time when I go to our gay clubs and gay bars around here. And Booker, you're right. We go to gay bars and gay clubs because we love not having all that creepy male attention, and we love a good party. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you all have a good day. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, if she brings two or more, then that's so awesome. Yes.
So when I go to the Abbey, I got to drag two gay people with me? Is that what she's saying?
Ideally, yes.
Okay. I can't drag you out on a Tuesday when I'm feeling like, 90s music night, okay? She's got holes in her plan. Want to do one more call?
Sure.
I should have hung up. I was just calling to listen to the message.
That's
a good
me.
I left.
I was like, what the hell is this call? That tells me that our new message is a nightmare. When you think it's funny and you're calling back to listen to it, it's a nightmare.
No, it's great.
I'm signing off this show right now just so I can go listen to our new message. Oh, my God. 800-721-1185. That's our phone number.
Call if you want to hear the good message I loved.
At Chris Booker. That's my Twitter, Instagram. Follow my Instagram, if you will. Everybody, have a great week. We'll do this again next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.